Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm broadcasting live from Orlando, Florida. Actually, the actual location of my broadcast is at the Bay Hill Golf and it's the resort that many of you have seen. As you know, it belongs to Mr. Palmer and Arnold Palmer and that guy. He bought it a number of years ago, actually, I think in the late 60s, and just continues to update it and improve it. And if you watch golf and you watch the Bay Hill Classic, what has been called the Bay Hill Tournament, which is in the future going to be called the Arnold Palmer Tournament, which is appropriate, then you know the course. You know the location because you've seen it on television for a number of years now. And if you're not quite sure which one it is, it's the one where it's very unique in this way. It's the one, obviously, it's the one where Mr. Palmer presents the award, the trophy. But the trophy is this huge sword. You know, it's a big Spanish type swashbuckling sword. So maybe that'll help you. Anyway, that's where I am. And yes, there is a little golf going on this week. I have to admit that. But I want to talk about for a little bit this morning. I want to talk about small business owners giving back. I want to talk about that very important topic because, and I want to go back to something that Adam Smith said in his book, The Wealth of Nations. You've heard me quote Adam Smith before. By the way, that book was published the same year as the United States was born, 1776. It's still in the bookstores, not in the libraries. It's there too, but it's still brand new books available. They're still printing it after all these years. It's still the preeminent book on modern economics, and it's hard to read. I admit that it's not easy to read, but it is. There's a lot of stuff in there if you're willing to work hard enough for it, or you could just listen to the show. I'll glean it for you and give it back to you. A lot of good stuff there, but there's one of his fundamental principles that no one had ever talked about before, and really no one's ever talked about very well since, is what he called the invisible hand. Many of you have heard that term, the invisible hand. You perhaps have heard me talk about it. You may have read something that I've written about that. Here's the invisible hand. Business owners, I'm paraphrasing 18th century Scottish into 21st century English. Companies, businesses, you and me, going about our business in the marketplace for our own self-interest, doing things in our own self-interest, meaning letting the marketplace function, just doing what we do, trying to survive and trying to make a profit and grow jobs, et cetera, just doing that benefits society. Now, that's the reason why I believe in the marketplace. That's one of the big reasons why I believe in the marketplace. So many things, as imperfect as the marketplace is, as imperfect as capitalism is, there's an incredible invisible hand that is out there that you don't see directly all the time. Sometimes it shows up a little directly, but most of the time it's indirect. The indirect benefit that societies, that the poor, the disenfranchised, all the different ways that they benefit from you and me going to work every day, doing our jobs, running our businesses. Now, that's what you and I do. That's how we give back. And maybe we don't even know it. Now, there are some very visible hands, and I've written about this too. And by the way, it's in terms of the invisible hand, folks, small business owners are the story in the 21st century. You've heard me say that this is the century of the entrepreneur. Some of you may have heard me say this in the last century, and I was saying it then. But in the 21st century, small business owners, entrepreneurship is such a big part and is going to continue to be such a big part of the marketplace. And, as you know, for one thing, you create over half of the U.S. economy. I mean, your teeny tiny little one-person company, perhaps, or your 20 or 30 employee company, or whatever size you are, you're contributing to over half of the U.S. economy. And so that's a lot of invisible hand, isn't it? Now I want to talk about the visible hand, and that's the things that you do every day that you're very conscious of, that you're very intentional about. And it could just be as simple as coaching a little girl softball team, or coaching a co-ed soccer team, or a boys baseball team, or it could just be carpooling to take children where they need to go, or maybe volunteering at the hospital, or whatever it might be. All of you are doing things like that. And those are kind of small things. Those are things that you do in your everyday life. But you don't think much about it, but you're giving back a lot. And those are things that we just do to be human, to be in our world, in our communities, in our neighborhoods, helping schools, helping the Chamber of Commerce, whatever it might be. Being a member of a local civic group that helps the community and the larger community around the world. Those are all things, and we just do those automatically, don't we? We don't think much about it because it's part of our life. But sometimes you step up to the table, and oftentimes you do this. You step up to the table, and you lay your checkbook down, and you write a check. You know, and it might be for $50, and that's okay. There are a lot of those $50 checks that you write during the year. But sometimes it's a lot more than that, and sometimes it's sustained. It's not just when somebody asks you. You find a cause to sustain your giving to. And that's happening more and more. And we're going to take a break in a few seconds, and when we come back, I want to tell you a story. A couple of stories, actually, about a couple of people who were small. They didn't have a lot of money, but they decided to make giving a big part of their life. And boy, howdy, did it benefit them. 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Whatever you do, don't go away. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. It's all free. The newsletter is available to you. We'll ship it to you by email every Sunday afternoon, and the blog is updated Monday through Friday. We'll RSS it to you if you want. Real simple syndication, if you'd like for us to send that to you, or you can just come and get it, use it to your advantage. And as I say, it's updated every day. Lots of other good stuff there on the website, and more to come. I know I'm teasing you a little bit pretty early, but somewhere around the first of the year, we're going to be launching a new resource that I think you're going to get really excited about, because I'm excited about it. And I think I know what makes small business owners excited. So we'll see. And I'm looking forward to telling you more about that. Okay, we're talking about giving back. We're talking about what you do. I started out in the previous segment talking about how you give back just being who you are, just doing what you do every day. And I want you to be proud of that, folks. I want you to know that just doing what you do in your own self-interest, according to Adam Smith, and I agree with him, you create an invisible hand of benefit to the society, to your communities. So if you go to bed at night and you think, boy, you know, I'm not sure I I'm not sure. Did I actually help anybody today? Did I do anything good today? Did I make a difference today? Well, let me tell you something, folks. If you went to work, you did. If you opened your store, you did. If you cranked up your machinery and started and did business, you did some good for folks. But now I want to talk a little bit about being a little more intentional. And when you pull the check out, I know a guy who now is the head of a founded actually. It's a public company, but it's over $1 billion in sales and thousands of employees, thousands of customers. But way back before, and I could tell you who the company is, but I'm not going to, because there are a lot of companies out there. There are a lot of stories out there like this. This is just a story, a true story, about what these people did. This guy and one or two partners, way back when they didn't know if they were going to make it, way back when they weren't sure some weeks how they were going to make payroll, they made a conscious decision that they were going to give back to their community. And they did. They began doing that, a little bit at a time, teeny tiny little bit at a time, even during the weeks that they didn't think that they might not make it. Giving back to the community, finding a cause. In fact, that's what they did. They found a cause that they really wanted to focus on, that meant something to them, that was important to them. And they gave to that cause, and they helped raise money for that cause. And they actually attribute, they truly believe that what they did, the work that they did for that company, contributed to their success. Now they're an incredibly successful company, the leader in their industry. They actually helped create that industry. And they did it while they were not only basically manifesting the invisible hand effect on the marketplace with just doing what they do, but also by their intention, by actively seeking out and somewhere to make a difference. So that when they went to bed at night, they would say, you know, we absolutely, I can point to where we made a difference beyond just doing business in the marketplace. And so that's what I'd like to encourage you to do. I'd like for you to think about this. I'm not going to tell you who to give your money to, although you'll have some opportunities later this week we'll identify some places that you can do that with, where you can write a check to. But I'm not going to tell you that, because that's not my call. It's your call. How you spend your money is up to you. It's your decision, your business. But what I want you to do is I want you to think about right now, look around you on a neighborhood basis. Look around you on a community basis. It could be something you want to do that you see the Chamber of Commerce doing. It could be the local hospital. It could be a local charity. It could be something through your church. I know many of you are through your religious affiliations that you're giving and giving and giving. I know you're doing that, and God bless you for that. But even outside of that, not just what you drop in the plate, you know, on when you go to church, but something beyond that, and just think about. Think about having a visible hand. You're already doing the invisible hand that Adam Smith talked about. But think about something that's more visible, and something that you can, maybe it could even be something you co-brand, like Arnold Palmer did these hospitals down here. He allowed, the hospitals were already, originally they were already in place. But through his branding of them, and through his involvement, and through his interest in them, and involvement in the development of these hospitals, his name and his work for them have allowed these hospitals to grow. And so the very invisible hand of Arnold Palmer, as he played golf every day, helping to raise money for charity in all the golf tournaments he played in, he took a lot of that money that he made. And his name, and he gave it to these hospitals down here, the Arnold Palmer hospitals. You can do something writ small. You can do it on a smaller scale. Think about it. Just something to think about. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.